Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Art Beauty Podcast, where we're always reaching for truth and beauty. Remember, the brands on the show are not paying to be here, so we get to talk about them in the way we want to, because you deserve to be informed so you can make the best decision for yourself. So today is going to be a little bit different than usual. I'm your host, Amber, but my guest, unfortunately, dropped out with the holidays. I had a spot to fill. Now, funny enough, right before this episode, I shot a social media video using one of my favorite palettes, the makeup that I used today. It is the Laura Geller Party in a Palette. This is the best dressed palette, and it is part of her Party in a Palette collection, where you actually get four stunning palettes. Now, the amazing thing about this is, and you'll see in my video, she has made this the easy girl's guide to makeup, because you get tips on where to put each shade, plus you get a matching blush and or bronzer. Some of them, the palettes will have a highlighter, but I've been using this forever. In fact, I used it on a show recently. Both Nicole and I, when we did Talk Shop Live, used that same palette for our makeup. It's extremely forgiving, so easy to do. And you know what? I figured, since I got the spot to fill, might as well give some love to a product that I truly believe in. So in case you're interested and want to see how quickly also I can get ready for the podcast, here you go. So I'm going to be showing you the best dressed palette today. Now, one of the things that really blew me away with this is that Laura has made it so easy for us to do our makeup, because she tells you where to put the color. Now, even if you are a makeup expert, I mean, sometimes we forget things, like I always forget to do the inner corner and the outer corner, and you're going to see it makes such a difference. So I'm going to start here with the base, and just, this kind of goes all over. I've got my mirror here. And one of the things that I always like to do, I've got my foundation on, I've got my eyebrows penciled in and sort of locked into place. And that's because the eyebrows really help to frame the eyes. So I like to do that first. I don't do concealer, and you will see why. So we've got the base. Now I'm going to take the lid color. So using a different brush, gonna get this, and it looks a little sparkly, but it's not at all glitter. You're gonna see it's a beautiful shimmer. I'm just gonna put that all over the lid. I mean, you can see how fast and dirty I'm doing this, because these colors are so blendable and they go on so beautifully that you can really do this look in under 5 minutes. Okay. So we've got the lid. Now I'm going to take my crease brush. So we're going to just tap that in there. I like to tap a little off. And then I'm going to go here. Now, I am not a makeup expert. I'm not even one of those Instagram makeup experts, but you're seeing how easy. I'm just going to go in the crease. And don't worry about being perfect. That's not the point at this point. So I like to start on the inside and kind of drag it out. I find it blends better. And you can always decide how big or how not big you want to go. So let's see. I raise this up a little bit. Look a little glam today. Right, but if it's just every day, I might just do it in the crease. You can see already this is starting to take beautiful shape. Now, if you do a little too much or you get some in here, go back with your lid or your base, and you can just kind of blend that out. Amazing, right? Now I'm going to go in with the inner corner. And again, you can see I'm not being too precise. You don't have to be, because at the very end, you can blend, and I'll sometimes take that down a little bit. I mean, look. Just makes the eyes totally pop. Does anybody else make stupid faces when they're putting on makeup? I always do. Now you can kind of blend this out.
Okay. So we're looking good. And now if you want to go with the outer corner, you can add some here and just kind of accentuate that outer corner. But look at how nicely they're blending. You don't see any harsh lines here. Okay. Then what I always do at the very end, I take a clean brush and I just kind of make sure to blend the edges in. Kind of going up and out. I mean, look, I'm looking at my timer, 4 minutes and I did a little intro. Okay, now I'm going to do a liner. Today for podcasting, this is a beautiful dark line, but I'm going to go with a black eyeliner. So I will be right back so you can see the finished look. The other important thing, actually, before I line, I wait to do my concealer until after, just in case you had any fallout, and I don't care. You're going to have that with anything. Take a big brush, maybe take your foundation brush. You can blot that away. And now I'm using the Cancel and Conceal. This is in shade Light Medium. And this product, you're going to see, immediately gets rid of the dark circles. You can also take this. The reason I wait to do my concealer until after is because you can kind of take it up. Okay, I'm going to do the other one, the line, and I'll be right back. Okay, so the only thing I added was a black line and some lashes because we got to go glam here. And by the way, I hope this didn't come too open because it's not that kind of show. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a liner and I always underline my underneath with brown. I never do black for me. I feel like it's a little harsh. So I'm just going to take her liner. Kind of go in. Like I said, don't even worry about being super, super precise. If you feel like you need to mess up a little bit, you can kind of take a little tissue. It's so forgiving. Let's see, is that too? I'm kind of digging it. I have to go to the Genius Bar later. I think they're going to be like, whoa, mama. Okay. And then, of course, Laura making it so easy for us. She has a blusher or a bronzer in each of these palettes. So I'm going to take. And it's pre-matched. I just blend up. And you know what? I like to start. I feel like I've got like a rounder cheek to begin with. So I kind of do more of the outside. Somebody told me a good rule of thumb for lift is like two fingers on each side is kind of where you want to start the color. If you have a very narrow face, you might want to kind of give yourself some color in here. Personal preference. And
what do we think?
Now, if you wanted to do a little bronzer, I like to do bronzer all over. I feel like we're in winter right now, so I'm not going to do that. Let me take another clean brush. There we go. But you could also maybe sculpt a little under here if you wanted to. Oh, yeah. Add a lip. I'm not a lip person, but Laura has amazing colors. One of my favorites when I want to go kind of like with a nudie is this Bare Beige Lip Mousse. Oh, my God. Look, it's going to add no color. It's just going to kind of even things out. And when I say no color, it's adding color so my lips look even. But that way, it's kind of a nooch. Okay, I'm going to see you on the pod. Two things really quickly before I hop on the pod that I thought about. I wanted to show you a lot of the times with podcasting, I have to change into multiple outfits. So that's the reason that I feel like the best dressed is so forgiving. It goes with everything, but you do have four palettes to choose from. So if you have an event, one of them has a fabulous green, you can bump up and play with your colors. The other thing is sometimes I notice that with the concealer, it might be, this is great right now for camera, but if you want to kind of tap it down if it seems like a little bit too dewy. I'm going in with the Balance and Brighten. This is the mini one, just because the other one is in my bag. And sometimes I will just kind of bake and set in my concealer. For all of you ladies who think I'm crazy to put powder under my eyes, not being a 12-year-old, this is the bomb.com because it will not settle into the fine lines and wrinkles. It is just beautiful, made up of pure pigment, so it also doesn't give you that one monotone, crazy look. Okay, now I really got to go work. Bye.
Okay, beauties. So here we are on the podcast setup. You can see with our lighting, different cameras. I mean, it really does look, I think, really pretty. So if you have questions about this, if you have questions about Laura Geller's products, which I love, I support, she's been on the podcast before. I'm now working with her on QVC, luckily, so full disclosure, but I really do love and believe in these products. Make sure to write me, hello@artbeautypodcast.com. I'm happy to answer your questions. If you're curious about picking shades, I'm happy to do that. And as always, I will see you next Tuesday, hopefully feeling a little bit more beautiful. Bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.